Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Welcome in, everybody. Brad Logan alongside Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit at OM Spirit on 3 on X. That's at omspirit.com. You can sign up for $1 where it's chock full of college football playoff content. You know why? That means Ole Miss is in the college football playoff. They're playing on a Saturday against Tulane. 2:30 kickoff. Be sure and join us. We'll be live on campus from 10 to 12 for the drive home pregame. Then the postgame show will follow. Could not do what we do without all of you that have stepped up, that have watched, that have listened, that have streamed, that have shared. Thank you all very much. A special thank you to all of our partners, Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They have been with us since the very beginning. Could not do what we do without their sponsorship. Thank you all guys very much. Chick-fil-A off of West Jackson Avenue and in East Oxford, Northeast Oxford to be precise. And be sure to go by and get that peppermint shake and that tortilla soup. Those are special items right now. Could not be thankful enough to the folks at Chick-fil-A for sponsoring our content. The Heal Counseling Center, you'll hear more about them in just a moment. Chad Clardy and his team have places all over the South, and we're grateful to sponsor with the Heal Counseling Center. And BDF, a big training ground in Oxford, you'll be hearing more about them where you can go by. We're going to be giving a free membership to BDF Training, and logged in and tuned in for that. We're going to give that away on Saturday and hoping we might have a special guest that comes by and says hello from our good friends at BDL. And Ben, we could not do what we do without all of our sponsors, without all of our listeners. There's more to come, but we could not do what we do. This thing has really blown up, and it's been a privilege to be joined by all of you guys.
Absolutely. Hey, Brad, how you doing? I want to say thank you before we get rolling to Riverland Roofing, of course. I'm here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. And right now for the playoffs, they're running a deal. And if you sign up for this deal, when the Rebels win, you win. When you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of Riverland Roofing's roof care maintenance program, 2 maintenance inspections, 2 gutter and debris cleanings, 10% discount on all incremental work. All you got to do is call them up and tell them that you heard about it on Talking Champions. Ben Garrett's stupid mouth was running about it, and you want to talk to Elijah or Billy or all them cats about it, just call them at 662-644-4297, 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. And if you're looking on your screen right now as we get started here, that QR code is to sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On 3. And if you sign up today, you can get 50% off as a new member for a subscription. You'll find me there all day, every day. You don't just have to hang out with us for an hour every day here on the pod. I'm there all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up today for 50% off if you're a new member. Brad Logan is there. Chuck Ronsville's there. Jake Thompson is there. Zach Berry is there. We'd love to have you as well because, like I said, man, we're biased, of course. I've been working for this site in its many different iterations since 2008. I'm partial, but I think we got the best Ole Miss community out there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, just click that QR code, scan that QR code, sign up today for 50% off. We'd love to have you. We'd love to talk to you. Come join in on the conversation that's ongoing 247 at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On 3. Hey, buddy, did you see this William Echols news?
Hold on just a second. People were asking me, I'm sorry, I did the abbreviation. It's Built Different Fitness. It's at 2580 on Jackson Avenue West and Suite 39. Go by and tell them you heard about it on the drive home. It's 662-832-0961. Once again, more to come from that, but that's what that means. All right, Ben. By the way, T. White's is our sponsor on the Logan Media Network for the entire college football playoff run. Thanks to Tyler White and his entire team. They're located down in Florida. They're our sponsor and all the way through. Let's talk about William Echols.
William Echols has re-upped with Ole Miss. It came down as we jumped on to record an announcement by the university. Welcome to the new world of college football, right? Announcing that you're re-signing with the school that you've been at for 2 years, but that's William Echols. There's a couple of interesting things about this for me, Brad. Number one, I got it on really good authority that William Echols and Cam Franklin, they were transfer possibilities had Lane Kiffin remained the head coach. So for William Echols to be the first of their major contributors to announce he's re-signing, I think tells us a number of things. One, of course, that arguably, I don't even think it's arguable anymore, the best defensive player Ole Miss has in William Echols, the next Walter Nolan. He's already pushing that kind of quality of play and impact. For him to be, I mean, to get him back is such a big piece for 2026. For 2025, he wasn't going anywhere. But what does it mean then moving forward? I think it tells you that Pete Golding, as he did with this defensive staff and retaining every defensive staffer, you're going to see him lock up this defense pretty quickly. And William Echols is a show of strength because this is a player who had legitimate issues with Lane Kiffin, but with Pete Golding, he's the first one to re-up. What an absolute stud he is and had a breakout year. One of the big reasons why Ole Miss, after that historic 2024 defense, didn't have much of a drop-off. I mean, yes, they had a drop-off. Please don't get it twisted. That defense last year was historic. We don't want to minimize their accomplishments, but this defense is – had its moments too, and a big reason for that is William Echols, who is re-signed. Brad, what do you make of that?
Well, Bryson Sanders also being the university reached out. And, yeah, thank you, Nicholas. I just saw that Bryson Sanders is also re-signed as well. I think it's just kind of a drop in the bucket about what we're going to see over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, the two names that everyone is going to kind of be looking for is Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy. We'll see, you know, what happens over the next couple of days. Weeks maybe, but I think just having that positive momentum going into the game on Saturday, and I think William Echols coming out, who is arguably the best player on this Ole Miss defense, as you said a moment ago, I agree with that, and having him come out and submit that he's back next year, and then Bryson Sanders, who someone that leading into the season, Ben, you and I were talking about, is Bryson Sanders going to be able to do it? Is he going to be able to be the starting center? Are they going to have to move Patrick Kudus down to be the starting center? And little did we know that Bryson Sanders would not only be named the starter, but would be solidified throughout the year. And that John Garrison group, to me, as I pointed out, and I've been on a couple of shows, they said, what's the difference in the game going to be on Saturday? I think the lines of scrimmage is going to be huge. Because I think the Ole Miss offensive line under John Garrison has improved dramatically. It has been not only a detriment earlier on, I think it's absolutely one of the strongest groups on the team. So just having that, you know, Bryson Sanders come out, and I think, like I said, more will follow. But that Echols news is really big because you made mention about what the future with William Echols was going to look like if Lane Kiffin should remain the head coach. Now that he's gone, Echols is in, you have to wonder now who's going to follow.
Yeah, Bryson Sanders, my dude, he doesn't get enough credit for how good he's been. One of the biggest questions in the preseason was Bryson Sanders going to be able to hold up as an every game starter for Ole Miss at center, his first year starting after developing at Ole Miss and waiting his turn. It was frustrating at times. I remember the conversation was Patrick Kudus is nipping at his heels. He's the starting center eventually. And that wasn't just coming from rumor mill, message board, all that stuff. It was coming from the building. The Patrick Kudus was probably going to be their center before long. And here's Bryson Sanders as one of the two players announced today by Ole Miss, re-signing for 2026. And he's had such a good year, gotten better and better. The fact that you haven't noticed him with the premium position that he plays is a testament to how good he's been. I absolutely love this from at TryXPB, how disrespectful to his teammates, right? How disrespectful it was for Bryson Sanders and William Echols to come out and say, yeah, we're good, we're coming back for next year. How disrespectful was this from Joe Judge earlier this week?
You extended your contract, I guess, for next season as well. What kind of made you want to do that, especially, I guess, at this point?
Because I love it here. Real simple. I love being in Mississippi. I love being in Oxford. I love these players. All this university has been tremendous. The fans have been great to me and my family. Why would I want to leave here? This is awesome, right? We're playing playoff football right now. We get to go out there Saturday and play Tulane in the playoffs. where else would you rather be? So extend the contract. I was glad they gave me an extension. That's awesome. That wasn't something I had to go seek out. You know, they present you with the opportunity to stay here and do something you love. Great.
I love that. I love that. But man, how
where did that come from? I mean, that's all Ole Miss fans have wanted for 6 months. And it took Joe Judge to come out and say, I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to have the opportunity to sign an extension. I didn't ask for it. I love it.
But how disrespectful to do it during the season. Can you believe it? How dare he come out and show his love and appreciation instead of avoiding the question? How dare Bryson Sanders re-up 2 days before the college football playoff? How dare William Echols re-up 2 days before the college football playoff? It's big, big news for 2026, and there are other matters to talk about for 2026, which we'll cover here on the drive home in this hour. We're with you this morning, December 18th, 2025. A lot to cover, not the least of which, of course, the college football playoff. But there are big-ticket items that are happening right now, including William Echols and, again, Bryson Sanders announcing that they've re-upped. This is an interesting question. What about a graphic, Dustin wants to know? What about a graphic saying they're not staying home? Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see any of those, Brad.
No, probably not. But I don't think anybody's interested in seeing that. Well, I think what fans are interested in is what I pointed out. I mean, how about just – and this is not shade at anybody. But my goodness, you're 11-1. You've got a great opportunity to not only play for a national championship, but compete for it. You are competing for it. You've got a chance to win it. You just want coaches that are appreciative to be in this position. We've heard from Pete Golding. I just had a conversation with Scott Eicher, who – was an all-everything quarterback at Delta State, who you'll be able to hear that on the Ole Miss Spirit very soon. But he talked about how Pete was not only a great teammate, but he was legitimately a coach on the field at free safety. And by the way, he wasn't a walk-on, but he got a very small amount of scholarship money. And by the way, he ended up being an all-conference player at Delta State before going off and being the coach that he is today. But talking about how appreciative Pete Golding is to be the head coach at Ole Miss, how appreciative William Echols is to be the defensive tackle for Ole Miss, how appreciative Joe Judge is to be the quarterback. I think Ole Miss fans that are giving their heart and soul for this program, that are giving their last dollar to the NIL, to Walker Jones, to the Grove Collective, that are showing up in mass, that when Keith Carter says jump, fans are saying, how high, Keith? How high do you want me to jump? I'll jump through the roof for you and for those players and for that coaching staff. And to have a coaching staff that says, you know what? I'm happy to be at Ole Miss. I'm going to fight my ass off to win this ball game. I think Ole Miss fans are happy to see that.
We got a fired up Brad Logan today. Ain't no buttoned up tie wearing nothing. Like my guy Dustin pointed out, Brad's already got the Sugar Bowl gear on. Let's go. Brad's feeling feisty this morning.
I didn't realize that I had a Sugar Bowl shirt on, and I did not mean that Ole Miss is going to win and play in the Sugar Bowl. Forgive me, Destin, about that, but I did have a Sugar Bowl shirt on.
Breaking news, Brad Logan reporting here on the drive home with Ben Garrett and Brad Logan, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. If you live on 3, sign up today for 50% off for new members. Get it as a Christmas present. Brad Logan is reporting Ole Miss will not only be advancing to the Sugar Bowl to beat Tulane, after they beat Tulane, beat them down is what he's saying with wearing this Sugar Bowl vest. This nice puffy vest. He's claiming that when they move on to the Sugar Bowl, they're going to whoop Georgia's butt in another rematch. That's what he's reporting here on the drive home. Is that what you want to – what your comments now, Brad, on the report that you've just levied here on the drive home?
I just think Ole Miss fans want people to be appreciative for what they're doing. Ole Miss fans are buying the tickets that are we're getting Christmas presents. We're getting kids asking their parents. I know for a fact because I've got the text. I've got the kids asking, Dad, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I just want to go to the ball game. I want to go wear my – whether I'm in the Navy section or whether I'm in the red section. I want to wear my Ole Miss clothes, and I want to cheer for Ole Miss. I just want a ticket. That's all I want. And I had a friend that called me and said, hey, Dad, it was a college-age son, and it was the dad and the son. I just want you to take me as far as Ole Miss will go. So to have a coaching staff that is incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to lead this team who's got a fan base that's as hungry as any fan base in the country, I think that's to be applauded. I applaud you, Joe Judge. I applaud you, Pete Golding. I applaud you, William Echols, because you've got people ready to support you. Thank you. Thank you for understanding the position that you're in. Thank you for addressing that. And thank you for appreciating the position you have.
Well said. This hat was given to me by my guy Sawyer Wheatley, making some over at Screenco. If you have any merch and you want to just give me some, Barstool didn't, I will take it and I will wear it. Look at that. That's hilarious. Well done, my guy Sawyer Wheatley. He gave me that for free yesterday, and I wanted to point it out because that's a really sweet thing for him to do. But yes, I'm with you, Dakota. It's fired up Brad Thursday. Brad is rolling today. He is worked up. You're welcome, Sawyer. That's Sawyer right there, Screenco in New Albany. Look at that hat. He made that and gave it to me. I think that's hilarious. Sonny P staying home. Wait, is Sonny P announce something? Is Centurion announce something too? Not that those aren't big deals, but like Centurion could go to the NFL. Has he put out a graphic or something? Are you checking that for us?
Yeah, I'm checking.
Man, a lot is happening just as we start recording. As you look up that, as Brad looks up that, Ben from Jeff Sessions, Ben, is Charlie Weiss and the rest of the LSU staff heading back to LSU after the Tulane game, regardless if we win or lose? You're probably asking that because you're paying attention and watching. Oh, that's big. Oh, that's big. That's big.
Welcome home.
Welcome, dude.
Another big
hold up. Are they going to do this all day? Are they going to do this all day, Brad?
I guess the players just needed to be appreciated, Ben. You know, one thing I thought was interesting is Pete Golding said he told – well, first of all, let me give you credit here. Keith Carter told you that he didn't cancel the press conference, the in-charge press conference of Pete Golding. Pete Golding canceled it. And then we would learn later in the Zoom call that Pete Golding said, I'm so tired of it, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm tired of this program being about things not named the Ole Miss players. I'm tired of this program being about social media, nonsense, 4 a.m., wherever you are. I want this program to be about the players because they're the reason that Ole Miss is in the playoff. They're the reason that Ole Miss is 11-1. So I guess it took Pete Golding saying, you know what, let's put this on the players. They're the reason that we're winning here. And I guess the players, all of a sudden, now they're starting to roll out. They're supporting a coach that supports the players. I think it's very refreshing, frankly.
I do, too. And it's notable about Centurion Perkins because the NFL question, as Dustin brings up, is the question everyone was going to be asking anyway. Coming into the year, I saw a number of mock drafts that had Centurion at the end of back end of the first round. The latest one I saw with him included was in the fifth round. So the draft stock after his move to linebacker, more full-time instead of just being that edge pass rusher specialist that he was when he tied with Princely Umanmielen last year for the team lead in sacks. He's had a more muted year as he's become more of a traditional linebacker, more traditional linebacker responsibilities for the NFL. And this tells me with Pete here, he wants to do it or wants to keep that progress moving forward to better his draft stock moving forward. That's a big, big deal. I'm with you, Andrew. Him foregoing, if this is what this means, which I'm taking, that's what this means. Yeah. He foregoing the NFL draft to stay one more year at Ole Miss. William Echols is the best defensive player in my opinion, for Ole Miss, but Centurion Perkins is without a doubt a top three defensive player for Ole Miss, regardless of what they even add in the portal to surround him, to get him back. Bryson Sanders, your starting center, your best defensive tackle, who's on a Walter Nolan track, and now Centurion Perkins, who has first-round talent and has been, a five-star-plus prospect, in-state guy. Very rare these days where you see one player sticking at the same place for 3 years, and here is Centurion Perkins. Man, let's see if T.J. Dottery, right? Yeah, I agree with you, all 2004 NAV. Let's see T.J. Dottery or Cam Franklin. I'm not worried about Cam Franklin, but Cam Franklin was a transfer possibility with Lane Steele as the head coach, and with Pete, that was pretty much, you know, assured to me, like, hey, oh, these guys are good. Dottery is a senior. Dottery has one more year of college eligibility if he wants it. But, yeah, that's a big deal, man. It was already a big deal enough with William Echols and Bryson Sanders, but it tells me, and I'm curious what you think about it too, tells me there's a coordinated effort. You're starting to see the Pete Golding blueprint and his players first and the approach he wants to take to this thing, not the cult of personality stuff. Trinidad post today, hadn't seen one, and I doubt you will. But if that one hits like these did today, how big it would be. But what do you make of, the coordinated effort, it seems, to get these all out at one time to generate even more of an excitement, not just for Saturday, but for now and what the future could be?
Well, you literally took the words out of our mouth. I think it's a coordinated marketing effort by the university. And I think it's a good day to do that. It's Thursday. You know, Friday is going to be a travel day for a lot of Ole Miss fans. So a lot of people now are sitting at work and really having a hard time really focusing on work. That I just, went ahead and took off today because I knew there would be so much going on.
Awesome.
But I think everybody – I think it's a coordinated effort, honestly, by the university. But I think, too, you get some galvanization in that locker room. And when you can get people that – it's not just going to be a one-game set for a lot of players. It's going to be a coordinated effort to get some people locked in. So it's not just about the 25 seasons; it's about the 26 season. I know there's a lot of comments about McDonald, Cox, Weiss Jr., and others coming in, McDonald coaching this one game. And I get all that. But I think in order to put yourself in the best chance to succeed, Pete Golding felt like having those assistants in the rooms for the next couple of days and having them for the game on Saturday is the best chance for Ole Miss to win today. I think for next week, for down the road, depending on what happens on Saturday, depending on what happens on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day against Georgia, I mean, we'll see. But we do know that John David Baker is going to be the new offensive coordinator. I think it's a great call. I know, Ben, you agree with me on that. And now it's also, we haven't even talked about this, Frank Wilson, who Pete was not committal on Frank because obviously he's coaching in the interim basis of the Texas Bowl of LSU. Having him back, I'll be honest, is huge. And I've talked to a couple of LSU people that are kind of scratching their head because he's such a linchpin with that recruiting base in New Orleans. That's going to be pivotal for Ole Miss. Kind of the days of the Ogeron era of recruiting 40 and some of those guys from down in Louisiana could be a new day, a new dawning of recruiting in LSU with Frank Wilson back in the fold. But as for the game on Saturday, I think it's the right call. I think, and this is not going to go over well with Ole Miss fans, look, I think Joe Cox, Charlie Weiss, George McDonald, I think they're good people. And I think they're going to come in and, you know, not look for the future, but I think they're going to do things the right way. I mean, I have nothing to base that on other than the times I've been around them. They seem like really good people. So I think everybody can kind of shake their hand, move on to the next endeavor, and kind of look for 26 when this season's over. But in order to win right now, I think that's the best component to win, and I really think that Pete Golding made a good call doing that.
Well, there are a bunch of questions in the chat, and we need to get to them now. I mentioned yesterday I did a podcast with Zach. We do a daily podcast for Talk of Champions, whether it's me and Brad for the drive home or me and Zach or me and Bradley Sal. There's a daily podcast every single day. Hopefully we're going to expand it even more, and stay tuned here to Talk of Champions in the Ole Miss Spirit. Brad and I got some things percolating, some things cooking. Brad has been such a great partner through this, man, and I love jumping on and talking to him. And a lot of people are fired up to see this fired up Brad Logan today. He's feeling that college football playoff juice. You know, he's got that juice running through the veins right now.
You know, Ben, and I want to interrupt just for a second and say that I think it's just refreshing. You know, it's refreshing, I think, from a lot of the fans that I'm talking to, it just feels like they've been beat over the head with a stick for quite a while. And I think it's refreshing over the last couple of months. I mean, Ole Miss has won their games. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that at all. I just think it's nice to have a coaching staff that is appreciative of what the fans are doing. And we're seeing that now, and I think that's really refreshing.
And trying to promote the players, focus on the players, and the promotion of the players, even though they are promotional graphics for individuals, what it means for the team construct in the most bizarre time in the history of college football, not because players are getting paid. That's fair. It's because there are no guard rules. There are no rules at all. And, you know, I think having these – renouncing these today as they have done. First, it was William Eccles. Then it was Bryson Sanders. And then it was Santarin Perkins, which is a massive one with the NFL complications, I think is a smart strategy and a good strategy to continue to build the momentum of what this was always supposed to be about, what your point is. The team, the college football playoff, the historic nature of Saturday, make the event what the event's supposed to be, not whether or not Lane Kiffin got on a plane. It's more about did Santarin Perkins return for his senior year? And to have that return is a big, big deal. All right, so Jeff asked this question in the chat very early. Ben, is Charlie Weiss and the rest of the LSU staff heading back to LSU after the Tulane game, regardless if they win, if Ole Miss wins or loses? Yesterday, I did that podcast with Zach. We did bold predictions, among many other things. We talked about recruiting. Go check it out. And one of my bold predictions was that the LSU staffers currently coaching Ole Miss, that Saturday against Tulane would be their one and only game coaching Ole Miss in the college football playoff. Bold predictions are just that. They're bold. They're not reporting. That's the hard line we've got to walk. We want to inform. We want to entertain. We have to be everything all at once in this job now. So bold predictions are not necessarily reporting. I'm not trying to get y'all into the semantics or the weeds of how this is supposed to work. I'm not reporting that. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. But I've heard it enough from people that I talk to about the stuff that I do report that I felt comfortable making it a bold prediction, knowing that it probably won't come true. Not a great likelihood that it'll come true, but it's out there. It's out there enough that I'm listening to it. Because until we verify some things in regards to it, I could certainly see Saturday being the only game that coach, because I've had someone who I trust specifically mention that to me. Do I think it's likely? No. But I do know that this whole awkward transition phase, Brad, with the LSU staffers on staff, with the Ole Miss staffers on staff, the dual allegiances, especially when you consider that it's an SEC rival that they'll soon be leaving for. So, of course, they're looking at the player in their position group on a day-to-day basis going, yeah, we got to make sure to lock that kid up for purple and gold next year in the middle of a playoff run. I could see that being something that happens. And but I'm not reporting it. It was a bold prediction, more of a framing device for a podcast. So I'm not trying to, like, get out from under it. That's not at all what I'm doing. I'm saying that's – I think that could very well happen, just like it was very much a possibility that I dismissed, and I mentioned it on this podcast for a week, and I came around to it. Like, there was a real possibility that Lane Kiffin wasn't going to coach the Egg Bowl because of all this stuff. So in that same vein, he did coach the Egg Bowl, so that was wrong. But there was real momentum for that, and some people who matter saying, he's not going to coach the Egg Bowl. Same kind of people saying that this could happen. Not saying it will, but it's something to certainly pay attention to. Brian Joyner, 2613, any new Heisel updates? Speaking of Jerry Neuheisel, the interim OC for UCLA, their tight ends coach promoted when all the movement over there for the Bruins happened. He came into town for a couple of days, helped with some prep, and I don't think he's going to be the tight ends coach because, as Neil McCready of Rebels 247 is reporting, Chip Lindsey is a candidate, potentially the favorite, potentially on the verge of being hired, the Michigan OC quarterbacks coach, as Ole Miss tight ends coach. Major E's seeing Chip Lindsey as tight end coach on Wikipedia. I saw another comment like this in the chat. Let me go ahead and stop us right there. Quite literally, anyone can edit Wikipedia. Anyone. So that's not an indication of anything necessarily, but I do agree that Neil is great at what he does. I would hope that he'd say the same about me. I think he's awesome. I think he does a good job. And if he's putting Chip Lindsey out there, yeah, we're absolutely taking it serious. It's the first time I've heard of it because shocker, we I had Frank Wilson before everybody else. Neil gets something we could all share a space, guys. And I'm very, I'm very much paying attention to it now. If Neil's saying that because Chip Lindsey would be a good one, man. That's an OC quarterback. And the analyst piece will be interesting too. You know, Brad, like I've heard Garrett Riley could be an analyst for this team. Mark Stoops could potentially come on as an analyst under Pete Golding. There's some stuff out there that we're certainly following. But, yeah, I wanted to touch on that specifically. And also this question from one rusty boy, Bo Prabula, the Missouri quarterback, has hit the transfer portal. Ole Miss went after him hard last January. Yep. Hard last January. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see him go after him again. Hauser from East Carolina. The first step, of course, though, Brad, is you got to get the waiver, or one way or another, you got to know what the waiver result is for Trinidad Chambliss before you can move on to anything. But he would certainly be a candidate, in my opinion.
And that's legitimate any day now. I know Walker Jones told our friends at the Rebel Yell Hotline that Walker was anticipating it that week, and that was last week. So, I mean, I think it's any day now. Trinidad Chambliss himself said it should be any day now. So that's what they're kind of waiting on. Real quick, Ben, I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors of all of our content here during this college football playoff run. We'll be live, of course, from 10 until 12 on campus for our drive home pre-show, and our post-game show will happen right after the game. Everything is brought to you by our friends at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, our friends at Chick-fil-A, both locations in Oxford on West Jackson and in Northeast Oxford, our friends at Heal Counseling, Chad, Claudia, his entire team at Heal Counseling, thank you for sponsoring us here on the drive home. And then Built Different Fitness over on West Jackson Avenue. Thank you, everybody at Built Different Fitness. We'll be giving away a free membership on Saturday, so be sure and tune in to that. And then I want to say a special thank you to Tyler White and T. White's Custom Tees, our sponsor on the Logan Media Network, our entire run of the college football playoffs. And a special thank you to all of the folks that signed up. Of course, that's at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. You can sign up for $1.
50% off membership for new members right now as a playoff kind of deal. So, man, yeah, absolutely hit up the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, fit them on three. I'm there every single day. Brad Logan is there pretty much every single day. Are you okay? Did you get something caught in your throat over there?
I did. Yeah, I was getting excited about all of these sponsors that are sponsoring us. It's just been such a whirlwind, and we're so grateful.
Yeah, speaking of as an alum, the West Jackson Chick-fil-A, very glad to see them as a sponsor. Me too. They're awesome.
Very grateful for
it. And Brad's the one's been putting in that work, and it's all him, and he's awesome. So, yeah, we're thrilled to have them. We're thrilled for the ones we have. And we're thrilled for y'all, man. We're thrilled for all the comments you dropped, the questions you asked. Did the Jerry Neuheisel interest die? I don't think it necessarily died. I just think if it's Chip Lindsey, you hire Chip Lindsey over Jerry Neuheisel. I think it's pretty much that simple.
I mean, you know, yeah, publicity is big there, and there are going to be things that leak between now until after the Tulane game. Ben, I want to circle back to something that I think is really important to discuss. Number one, the Trinidad Chamblin's waiver is going to be key, because I think that will determine if we get anything or don't get anything at all about his future. But I think it's also very interesting, too, if this staff now – there's a reason that Ole Miss decided to allow Charlie Weiss Jr. along with Joe Cox and George McDonald and others to coach during this early part of the playoff run. There was no sitting OC. There was no conversation pieces about tight end coaches, wide receiver coaches, or anything like that. Now those conversations have been kicked down the road. There's now a sitting offensive coordinator in John David Baker. So I think it's very prudent to have a conversation to what happens after Saturday until New Year's Day against Georgia. Is that enough time to implement or continue the game plan of maybe what John David Baker wants to do versus what Charlie Weiss has done? Is there a conversation piece between Ole Miss and LSU about what those coaches will do? I think that's a very interesting conversation.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend Free Pouches, with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15, with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
I do too, and I don't know. There's no way to properly handle this. There's no guidebook in which to follow. All of this is new. All of this is unprecedented.
Ole Miss has to win the game first. Ole Miss has to be Tulane first.
Exactly. And for this week, Pete's thinking, yeah, those are the guys we need in the room. But it certainly wouldn't surprise me if after seeing it operationally and the weirdness of it, to go, oh, look, we can change some a little bit of verbiage way better because John David Baker's offensive scheme is, I mean, he's a branch off the tree of Lane Kiffin. I mean, he was his passing game coordinator, tight ends coach. It's a very similar scheme as far as tempo and schematically and route trees and read progressions, all that kind of stuff. The verbiage is different, and there's a unique spin on it for John David Baker. But part of the reason why John David Baker was the hire was because of that, not changing the system. So I think it would be more seamless of than it otherwise would hiring a new OC because of this the similarities of the systems of John David Baker and, in this case, Charlie Weiss Jr. The defensive staff ain't changing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the defensive staff isn't any different. So like the only thing you would be trying to, like the only worry you would have concern is the change in verbiage and how plays and the communication is communicated to the quarterbacks on the field in the games and all that kind of stuff. It would be different verbiage that could prove a complication or cause to stir some things up. But if that does happen, which I don't know if it does or not, but I've just heard it enough to think that Saturday could be the only game that these LSU coaches coach for Ole Miss in this playoff run. If that does happen, I think we would all be a little shocked with how seamless it would be. From Major Reeves, could Bryce Underwood come with Lindsey if Trinidad doesn't get his waiver? I would not expect that to happen. I don't think that's happening. Roper Buehler would make a lot of sense. It just depends on Trinidad's waiver. Like, if Trinidad gets his waiver, I know that in the question I asked that any rumors on players following Frank, Ahmad Bro, the defensive lineman, Ashton Stamps, the cornerback, Harlan Berry, the five-star running back from last year's class, if he does get into the portal, there are a number of guys that we'd be paying attention to. Yes, high school recruiting and all that kind of stuff. Like, Frank Wilson's reputation speaks for itself. But I think as far as filling out needs in the portal, Frank Wilson's going to be as big or as important as any in the portal stuff as he is anywhere else. Speaking specifically of Ahmad Bro, defensive line transfer from LSU. Kerryus Kern is a guy that Ole Miss wanted last year, and John Garrison's still here, LSU Tiger. And, there are some – Ashton Stamps would be a seamless fit, in my opinion, stepping in for an Antonio Kite who will be gone after this year, who is Pete Golden, when I asked about health yesterday, said that Antonio Kite, who missed three out of the last four games in the regular season, their best corner, is tracking to play in the first-round game against Tulane. So that's a big, big deal. But the whole thing is like, you got to get the waiver first before you can talk about portal options, what that would even look like, right? Bo Perbula is a guy they talked to last offseason, and it wasn't just Lane and Charlie. A lot of staffers are a part of the portal and they're still on staff. Bo Perbula would then make a lot of sense for them as a bridge quarterback or to come in and compete with, I don't know, Austin Simmons, because if Trinidad Chambliss doesn't get that waiver, I know John David Baker, who was a big, big part of the recruitment of Austin Simmons at high school, mm-hmm. loves Austin Simmons and would love to retain him as his first option, especially if Trinidad Chambliss doesn't get his waiver. If Trinidad Chambliss gets his waiver, and I know he's keeping his options open, answering that question I asked on Monday, he had to say that. And I gave him the answer anyway, but if I really wanted to press him, be like, so what has Ole Miss meant to you? And is Ole Miss the place for you no matter what in college? Like, make it more direct. He said he's keeping his options open. I think if he gets the waiver, he'd be Ole Miss's starting quarterback next year, which would lead to Austin Simmons probably going to Miami or somewhere. He's already been pre-portaled by Miami and others, including LSU. But if it's not Trinidad, if it is just Austin, they're going to be shopping. Hauser, who was John David Baker's quarterback at East Carolina last year, is going to be a candidate. Brendan Sorsby, we've already been hearing his name as a potential transfer target for Ole Miss for a while. He's in the portal from Cincinnati. Damon Williams from Washington, if he gets in, he's a guy that Ole Miss loved in high school, had him committed for a little bit. The Cal quarterback, I think, is sticking around at Cal, but he was a name we'd heard a little bit. Deuce Knight, he's got to get into the portal. If he does, is there less momentum now because of the hiring and firing practices of all these schools and where things stand? Potentially. But Deuce Knight's a guy that Ole Miss has always had on their radar. So it just depends on that waiver first and foremost, Brad. And honestly, I think there are no bad outcomes with that waiver from the Ole Miss side. If Trinidad's granted it, doesn't get it, I think that their quarterback strategy is pretty cut and dry. But it starts with you got to get that waiver first and foremost before you can do anything else.
I do know this, and I was told with some pretty certainty that Ole Miss financially is in a really good spot for next year's roster.
I agree.
Also was told that Ole Miss is going to do whatever they have to do to make sure that this roster is in a position to succeed for head coach Pete Golding. And so I think Ole Miss can take solace. And look, I'm not telling Ole Miss fans that something they don't already know. The Grove Collective, Walker Jones, Director of Athletics Keith Carter, along with the university, the administration with Dr. Boyce and everybody is still working in concert. I mean, it didn't take another coach that's left. I mean, Pete Golding understands that, and we've got another one.
Antonio Kite.
There it is. That's huge.
That's a big one.
It feels like it's the NFL draft, and we're waiting on the picks to come in.
Like somebody mentioned this in the chat. Let me see. Let me find it. Looks like a post. Yes, from Destin. Looks like a post every 20 minutes or so. Yeah, this is obviously coordinated now. We're going to have to stay glued to their Twitter account because they're – Yeah, they. I knew Walker had been working, man. I talked to him in practice.
Dun, 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 dun. The pig is in.
And Antonio Kite, there was a question about his eligibility for next year, if he was going to stay or not, like the NFL money year, all that kind of stuff. Could have been a one and done like Trey Amos was. To get him back for another year is a big deal, and it does not change the fact that Ole Miss is after Ashton Stamps from LSU, other cornerback potential guys that they could get. Antonio Kite, what a great place to start, man. He's got to get healthy. Had a really good start to the year. Needs a little bit more playmake on the ball. You know, doesn't have any interceptions or anything like that. But man, he's been so solid stepping in for Trey Amos, which I thought was an irreplaceable guy.
He doesn't have any interceptions because he was the lockdown corner, and he was the one that everyone kind of stayed away from. And so, but I want to finish my thought real quick, Ben. Is Ole Miss is in a great position for the 26th class, and I think we're seeing some of the fruits of the labor here as we're seeing players. The infographics being dropped, and like Destin said, every 20 minutes or so, and it'll be interesting to see who all drops. And that's just a coordinated effort. And I think not only now what we're learning, it's a coordinated effort with the marketing department, but here's the thing, it's a coordinated effort with the Grove Collective. They've done a terrific job of staying above the water in regards to staying in front of everybody else with rep share, with making sure everything is buttoned up, the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, and that's just Walker Jones doing what Walker Jones does. And I'll reiterate again, in so many words I was told, if someone's coming to get Ole Miss's players, they better buckle up because they're in for a fight. So that's just where it is. So if you see a player getting the portal from Ole Miss and maybe it goes somewhere else, I can assure you, if Ole Miss wanted them, they were fought tooth and nail to get them.
Caden Lee, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right, or the Rebels for 2026 are right. I think Caden Lee.
I think the receiver I'm looking for.
Who would that be? Watkins, maybe?
That would be Winnie Watkins, Benjamin.
I think Caden Lee would be bigger than Winnie Watkins, especially.
I'm not saying that it would not be bigger, but that's just kind of what I'm looking for because, I mean, we've seen the Instagram likes and all of the underbellies of social media, the Knox Kiffin, you know, comments. And we've seen all that. I know it's all out there and people are kind of trailing that, but it is awful refreshing not to have to kind of live in that world, at least for a little while.
That world's just part of it now. And look, there are going to be transfers out. I would put Winnie Watkins up there with the most likely. I think Deuce Alexander is one that they desperately want to keep. And, feel like he was kind of underutilized in some ways this year. So are these binding contracts? Nothing is binding in college football anymore, but if they come out and announce it operationally,
yeah,
for 6 years, when they announce it, it's done. And that's part of why Ole Miss has been so successful in this era. No, Ole Miss doesn't have the resources necessarily of everybody else, but it spends its money better. It's smarter. It's more efficient. I've used it before. I'll use it again. If the LSU Tigers, in your opinion, are the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees, Ole Miss is the Tampa Bay Rays. And part of that is this kind of operation. It's a uniform thing. When they get to this point where they're releasing a graphic, Go back and try to find one where it wasn't official. And that's a testament to a lot of people, even the graphics design people, for keeping their mouth shut and allowing for a coordinated kind of deal to be going on. And now I'm just kind of waiting to see who's next. You know what I mean? Like, if Caden Lee hits, that's my dude. He came up to me in practice the other day walking out, and he's like, hey, you know what? Stay out of trouble, all right? That's my dude. I love old Caden Lee. I love Bryson Sanders. Glad to see that those guys are, well, not Caden yet. We'll have to see. But Bryson, certainly, to go along with William Echols. So far, just William Echols, Bryson Sanders, huge one. And Taryn Perkins. And then, of course, Antonio Kite is the latest one. And what a big, big hold that is. And especially if you can put like an Ashton Stamps with them or other quarterback options, they'll be in the cornerback market. Like, cornerback's an obvious shopping market for Ole Miss in the portal. Offensive line, specifically a tackle or two. I think wide receiver, you can be picky and choosy. Quarterback depends on the waiver for Trinidad Chambliss. If he gets the waiver, he's your quarterback most likely, like overwhelmingly the most likely scenario. And I wouldn't put it past Ole Miss, and someone mentioned it in the chat, you kind of touched on it too, building up with all of these, if it's every 20 minutes and there's going to be like this all day, if you're building up to Trinidad eventually is like the biggest one. That would be interesting. But I know that absolutely Walker Jones has been working his tail off. Dakota King, sorry. I want Deuce to stay. I think Ole Miss does too. Ole Miss would like, wants to retain as much of the roster as it can, and I think Deuce has a better shot of sticking around than most others, including a guy mentioned in this comment. I think Winnie Watkins is the one I'm most watching to transfer out. If you do get a commitment graphic from Winnie Watkins, holy cow, man! You talk like that. That would be a shot across the bow. You know, that would be a shot, especially because Lane's been pre-portaling all these kids for weeks now. He has nothing else to do. What the hell he's going to do? You know. He can't coach his current team. Frank Wilson is through the Texas Bowl. He can't coach his old team. He knew that when he was – and that's why he threw a fit for 2 weeks and almost got fired before the Egg Bowl.
Well, Brandon Marcello reported that John Summerall reached out to Lane and asked him if he'd like to come sit in his suite and bought him John, away the stadium. Can you imagine how that would go?
I mean, the ring debate
– anybody would do it, Lane would do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, again, for him, it's always stay in the conversation. Always be a part of it. Always be someone that everyone is paying attention to. Always get in there. It's like the meme. Get in there and make it about yourself. Yeah, absolutely. I could see Lane taking him up on that. I think for John Summerall, bro, you need to just – John Summerall's handled his exit from Tulane as well as any other coach as far as their exits. Giving 100K to the NIL – saying I'm committed to Tulane, I'm committed to Florida, I'm just not sleeping a lot. You know, I'm giving everything I can to both of them. Talking about how much Ole Miss, not Ole Miss, but Tulane meant to him and his family, praising them, saying I want to see this program continue after I'm gone. Like, I don't want it to stop anywhere. This isn't a goodbye. It's like, I want it to keep going. I want Will Hall and them to have Tulane back here next year. Like, why would I want that? That's part of the legacy, is what you left them with. Part of the legacy is how you leave. Are you burning it to the ground? Are you donating 100K? If you're John Summerall, you've done a good job. This part of it ain't it, though. Lane Kiffin doesn't need to be sitting in the box, John Summerall's box, for this. That's insane. The ring debate is completely silly. Of course Lane Kiffin would get a ring if Ole Miss won a title. I've seen it. J.D. Pickle, my guy at 0-3, he had a whole show about it. Would Lane Kiffin get a ring? Of course he would.
Ask Pete Golding about where his rings are. Do you remember what he said?
In his closet somewhere.
I don't know where they are. I'm grateful, I guess, but I think they're in my closet somewhere.
I don't think Lane cares about the ring, is what my response to that would be. Yes, you send him a ring. Of course you do. Everyone that was in part of that would get a ring. Like Ken over it, like who does their manager Ken, who's the best, dude. Like, he gets a ring. Yeah, he didn't take a snap, but man, he did everything for that program. He gets a ring. Lane would get a ring. He wouldn't care about the ring. He wants the attention. So while he would get a ring, he sure as hell ain't going to be allowed to sit in a box. And you can tell him he can't come. The end, just like you told him that he couldn't come, like he couldn't coach in the playoffs, and he pitched a fit and tried to burn it all to the ground, and yet what happened? He didn't coach the playoffs. So, yeah, of course. Like, John, I appreciate what you're doing. He's trying to, man, be the best version of Switzerland he can, or whatever, Sweden he can. But come on, dude. That just seems intentionally trolly. But John Stonewall is also kind of trolly, like our guy.
I want to push back a little bit. I don't think the burning of bridges is going to have anything to do with LSU's portal class, because portal classes are about money. And money supersedes burning bridges, in my opinion.
Problem with that is that he spent the entire 2 days leading up to signing day after he'd made his move trying to just strip Ole Miss's recruiting class, most of the kids of which he didn't even have anything personally to do with, but he was just going to give them as much money as they wanted and promise them double the rev share and see if he can get them to flip. And he got a couple of them to do it. You know what I mean? So in typical considerations, no. Well, you're talking about the Regina George of SEC head coaches. He's got a burn book, and Ole Miss now is like number one on his list in the burn book, Brad. So I agree with Javon Campbell. Like, his portal strategy is going to be, first and foremost, get Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy. And good players. That's not what I'm saying. You want to get them because they're good players, but also do not think that the pettiness angle is not a certain big part of it. You know what I mean? Like, come on. This dude has played petty the whole time.
I thought it was interesting. And Chris Pruden, our good friend, friend of the program, just pointed out everyone now is going to be refreshing the Ole Miss Facebook X account to see who's going to be next, because everybody's kind of looking for that very next domino to fall, if you will, about players that would theoretically be coming back for next year. And like you said, it's not binding. There's no binding contracts. But what it is just PR, getting ready for the playoff run, getting ready for that 26 season. And by coming out and saying that you're staying, just does nothing but galvanizes the fan base and galvanizes the locker room. I want to say real quick, thank you to our friends over at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for being proud sponsors here all year long on The Drive Home. Our podcast that we do during the week, our live streams, and, of course, our pregame and postgame is going to be coming up on Saturday from 10 until 12. Look forward to all of you joining us here, right here on the X feed, the Facebook feed, YouTube feed, and at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. The Chick-fil-A location on Northeast Oxford, and, of course, West Jackson, our friends. We've had people in the chat tell us alumni of those facilities, and we could not thank Lance and his entire team for sponsoring us here on The Drive Home. The Chick-fil-A, you know what to get. And right now, the holiday season, those peppermint milkshakes, that tortilla soup, that's the perfect lunch for you. Hill Counseling and Chad Clardy. Chad does a great job. He's a huge Ole Miss fan, and he does great work at the Hill Counseling Center. There'll be more information coming from those folks, and thanks to Chad and his team. And Built Different Fitness, you heard about them on West Jackson Avenue. We'll be giving away a free What am I saying? What if you're going to a gym?
Consultation?
Membership. I'm sorry. I had an absolute brain fog. The word I'm looking for is membership.
Hey, since Navarro, you're speaking of memberships, I'm just saying.
Built Different Fitness, West Jackson Avenue. Thanks for that sponsorship. And go by and see them today. And then we're going to give away a free membership on Saturday morning. So looking forward to seeing everybody. And speaking of memberships, Ben.
The Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, Fit of On 3. Leading up to the playoff, 50% off for new members. I look forward to seeing y'all on Saturday. Where will we be? Navarro's coming. He's coming to see us. 10 to 12, right across the street from the front of the pavilion. Not the garage where you enter the front. If you had to enter the front of the pavilion, across the street, my buddy Drew's tent. They're going to have a setup. Brad said he's got the hot spot. I'm just bringing the camera and my stupid happy ass. And my love for God and for a playoff game in Oxford, Mississippi, and the reward that y'all been waiting on. We'd love to see you. Every single person wants to come out right across the street from the pavilion. Brought to you by everyone Brad has mentioned. My thanks to Riverland Roofing, of course, who sponsor everything we do, and they got a deal going right now. When the Rebels win, you win. When you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program, 2 maintenance inspections, 2 gutter and debris cleanings, 10% discount on all incremental work. It's riverlandroofing.com or 662-644-4297. Thanks to them, and we look forward to seeing y'all this Saturday, 10 to 12, across the street from the pavilion. Did y'all see what On3 posted about Trinidad? I'm looking at the On3 account. I'm not seeing anything posted about Trinidad. I'm not seeing anything.
Yes. Austin, let us know what the I don't see anything either. So let us know about that. I want to thank my guy Tyler White and T. White's sponsoring the Logan Media Network's full coverage of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Destin. I think, okay, that's no
little,
three.
Little no three. Little no three actually
thrown into the ocean.
Yeah. No three is kind of like it's a poor imitation of NBA Central, which is the best. They actually break news. I'm not convinced that it's not, you know, Woj bombs in disguise since he left to go to St. Bonaventure. It was Chris, our guy Chris Prude, on Twitter. It was the No Three account. So yeah,
I started to say, Chris, what I know you're watching. What account was that?
Yeah, it's No Three. It's just a poor imitation, Centel. You know, I wanted to give a shout out to BNA Bank. They're my peoples. If you're looking for friends that can help you banking, you need all the levers and the peoples and the support. BNA Bank's gonna give you that, but they give you friendship too, man. They're gonna take care of you. Carolyn Brownson, Whit Spencer, he lives down the road. My best friend in the world till the day I die. 662-534-8171. 662-534-8171. BNA Bank. They've been with me longer than most everybody else. Bank of New Albany has multiple branches in New Albany and Tupelo. So visit them online or call them today. They'll be friends to you too. 662-534-8171. Before we get out of here, do you want to give me a bold prediction, Brad, about Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's once again, and yes, my phone's lighting up. We have some incredible things planned for the Sugar Bowl, but that doesn't matter if Ole Miss doesn't win. So all of that will come to you Saturday afternoon. We've got plans in place. We're going to blow it up New Year's Eve. It's going to be good. Just hang on. We're not talking about it until after Saturday. I think the game is going to be won or lost on the line of scrimmage. I really do. And I had a conversation with John Sokoloff. You'll be able to hear that on the Ole Miss Spirit and, of course, the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and on our YouTube channel. And John was right. I mean, I don't think Jake Wrestloff, the quarterback for Tulane, is going to have near the poor game that he had a couple of months ago. I mean, he was 5 of 17. 52 yards. This dude has done nothing but set the American Conference on fire over the last couple of months. And winners of the American Conference Championship, as we know. And here's the thing, too, Ben. A lot of people don't know, and I didn't know this until I started digging in. He's the team's leading rusher. So Ole Miss has to be ready for both a throwing and a running Jake Wrestloff. He was pulled in the third quarter of that game a couple of months ago.
He was.
I think, to me, the key is the line of scrimmage. I think Kawan Lacy – who, that's a name we haven't talked a lot about. Will we see a graphic from him? You know, I don't know. There's a lot of conversations about now that Frank Wilson's coming here. Does that mean that Kevin Smith is going there? Does that mean somebody else is going there with Kevin Smith? So, but important thing is Saturday, and I think that as long as Lacy's dialed in and the offensive line does what they need to do, Ole Miss should win this football game going away. On paper, FanDuel has it at 16.5. Surprising to me, it opened at 17.5. It's only come down a point. So Vegas really likes Ole Miss in this game. I think the crowd's going to be insane. I think it's going to be like nothing we've ever seen in Oxford. It's going to be the biggest sporting event in the history of collegiate sports, football in Oxford. And I know people have said some stuff about 98 Mississippi State. I mean, all due respect to my friends in Starkville, this is heads above, much, much bigger than anything that's ever occurred there in college football. So I think it's a huge opportunity for Ole Miss, and I think at the end of the day, Ole Miss wins this game by a couple of touchdowns and because of the legs of Kawan Lacy.
That's a bold enough prediction. So you're not expecting – it's going to be a better game than September. September was a laugher. It was 45-10, Ole Miss dominated.
Oh, yeah, I think it'd be much closer. It wouldn't surprise me if it were under the 16.5-point spread.
Oh, yeah, I'm fully expecting that. I would be surprised if it's 10, not.
14 points is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, it's going to be an uncomfortable game for a little while. I think Ole Miss wins the game and then Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But it is, with all the other stuff, it does feel weird or different.
Is there something cathartic about kicking off, in your opinion? I think from the Ole Miss fans, it's almost like you breathe a sigh of relief. You had the uncomfortable celebration in Scott Field at Mississippi State. Yay, we win the game. You know, if you're an Ole Miss fan, yay, we beat Mississippi State. But there's almost that uncomfortable silence of what's going to happen with this dude that's kind of sitting back and then yelling at you and then unhappy in the press conference. And then all of a sudden, now you've got a new coach running the team out. And I just think it's going to be kind of a cathartic experience for Ole Miss fans to kind of breathe a sigh of relief and say, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I think I could see that too. I really haven't thought about that, to be honest with you. That's That's interesting because already really anybody's been starved for here. Everybody is to put the focus back on the historical nature of what Saturday will mean for everybody, right. For Ole Miss, for Pete Golding, for you, the fans, for the state of Mississippi. I agree with you, man. That could be really cathartic. The Grove Bowl, there'll be a great – or the Grove Bowl. The Grove, there will be a lot of anticipation. We'll be out there from 10 to 12 across the street from the pavilion broadcasting. Come see us. Come say hi. But once that kick happens and it's about the ball, the old days of sitting, down in front, no, those are done. I think it's going to be everybody on their feet, fired up, wanting to advance Ole Miss. One of four wins it'll need to win its first title since the 60s. I agree with Kent. That's a good take, Braid. You're not Brad, you're Braid. Good text, Braid.
By the way, I encourage anybody to go to their device, because I know you're not doing anything today, and go to the Ole Miss Football X account and hit notifications for all alerts. So that way you don't have to just keep, refreshing.
I'm thinking right before we get out of here, we're going to have to talk about, Kiwan was announced as a freshman, first-team All-American, according to the Football Writers Association of America. A new graphic has dropped. It is not one of the four staying home graphics we've seen from Antonio Kite, William Eccles, and Taryn Perkins, which is just – that's a big deal, man. William Eccles is big enough, but, that just means you kept him from getting in the portal. So Taryn Perkins had – he was a first-rounder coming in to the year. That's just nuts. Ole Miss just fooled me with the Lacy post. I think they did everyone, friend.
Wait a second. Smiling what was that?
Wait a second. Kiwan Lacy. Nope, he's an All-American. A couple questions before we get out of here. Need to see Cam Franklin back. I don't think that's any question. I know a few players better than Cam Franklin. Been covering him for a long time, and I fully expect him back. I didn't fully expect him back necessarily if Lane had still been the head coach. From Tyler Ellenberg, what have we been hearing about Devin Harper, and Emmanuel Faulkner from this New Albany, Mississippi? Those two tackle man, they want Emmanuel, formerly Tucker, now Faulkner. They want him starting not next year, but the year after. That's what he told me. That's what staffers have told me. That's what I know to be true. It's going to take him a year. He's going to need some time. But I think they believe him to be a starter as a redshirt freshman was the pitch that they actually had for him in recruiting. As far as Devin Harper, that is one of the two starting tackles next year. I think it's right tackle, but you still got to get one or two more in the portal. Just because you have to prepare, just like Patrick Kutis could have taken Bryson Sanders' job and he didn't, and now Bryson Sanders is resigning. Devin Harper's going to have to step up and do his part, but they're going to have to recruit contingency plans as well. But I think the operating idea is that he's the right tackle, maybe the left tackle, but I think the right tackle, and go get the best left tackle potentially they can find in the portal, or a guy that could step in and start, another one that could step in and push as well. Right. Maybe that player is like a CJ or PJ Wilkins, who started out as the starting guard for Ole Miss this year before Delano Townsend stepped up and took that job. And he's been the swing guy as PJ Wilkins. They need all those kind of guys. They need all of those kind of guys to. I'm looking at the comments while trying to finish this out. They did that on purpose because that was right at the 20-minute mark of the Kiwan Lacy All-America graphic. 100%. I don't think the only reason they announced those four was to get. Some cover for that one Kiwan graphic, but it fooled us all. It was 100% intentional. It had to be. Oh, Tyler Andrews says Ole Miss will suck again. Go Tigers. Yeah, well, only one of these two schools suck ass right now, buddy, and it ain't Ole Miss. So deuces. Have a good time in the comment section. Bye. That was cold-blooded. It was pretty great seeing Kiwan graphic pop up in the middle of all those. They knew what they were doing. Brad, come on. They knew what they were doing. This has been another edition of Drive Home.
Yeah, that marketing department knew exactly. They sat back and watched everybody burn.
They watched them all. Oh, they just – that's like when you make one of them posts. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into all that. But a message board culture, let me give a misleading headline when you click into the post. I don't try to do that, but I know some that do, and it can be cold-blooded. Yeah. Like you heard on the old Chappelle show, Rick James. Good to see you, Brad. I like the Sugar Bowl vest. Someone earlier wanted to know if you work for the Sugar Bowl. James McDonald just loves the Sugar Bowl vest. Maybe we have to auction it off one day because I think I think it's a hit. I think it's a hit. Harlan Berry, come on to the tip. Yeah. I think that's a real thing. Pay attention to it. All right, we got to get out of here. But yeah, I want one of these Sugar Bowl vests too. Can you get, you got a hookup or something?
I've got a blank, I've got a box of them over here. We'll get you one. That is absolutely not true at all.
You could have at least like kept the lie, the facade going, just to, you know, eh, whatever.
Michael Katz has one because he was in front of me when we got it and when we grabbed it in 22. And let me say this real quick before we get out of here. And I know Michael works for another organization, but his story he wrote on Pete Golding was fantastic.
He writes for the Tupelo Daily Journal. I got one hanging on my wall right there, man. That's
And I texted him. It's such a great story.
Great story. If you have a chance,
go to Michael's X account and read that. It was a great story.
Harlan Berry, come on to the sip. I think that's real. This has been another edition of The Drive Home. He's Brad Logan at Brad Logan, C-O-T-E.
We're not going to get it right.
I just did. At Brad Logan, C-O-T-E. Is that right?
You got it right that time.
At Spirit Ben, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today if you're a new member. You get it for 50% off. What a playoff gift it would be. What a Christmas gift it could be for you, for your partner, for your friends, for your family. Come hang with the Ole Miss Spirit. It doesn't have to just be an hour every day. It can be all day, every day with a sub at the Ole Miss Spirit that you can get for 50% off right here and now. Rest easy, says James McDonald. Hottie toddy to you, friend. And we'll see y'all in the Grove 10 to 12 across the street from the pavilion. This has been The Drive Home. Bye, Brad. See you, friend. See you later.
Bye, everybody. Alan Samuels, Hills Counseling, Chick-fil-A, Build Different Fitness, Tyler White. Thank you, everybody.
You didn't have to go so fast.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.